On Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine Week, being positive may be hard, but it can be worth it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Scott Glassman, Clinical Assistant Professor in the Department of Counseling, explores feeling good mentally and physically.
Over the past 20 years, the field of positive psychology has made significant contributions to our understanding of happiness and well-being. This is considered the science of optimal living. An important thinker and researcher in this field, Dr. Martin Seligman, proposes that happiness is the sum of five parts: experiencing positive emotions, being absorbed in pleasurable or meaningful activities, having positive relationships, living with purpose, and achieving our goals. There are numerous evidence-based ways to increase our control over feeling good. For instance, expressing gratitude has been associated with less depressed mood, better sleep, less fatigue, more committed relationships, and lower levels of aggression. People who are kind to others are more likely to experience empathy, compassion, and social connectedness. Research also supports the idea that we all carry with us a set of signature character strengths which are tied to positive feelings. Positive emotions affect us physically too. Laughter increases how well our immune system functions, promoting the activity of natural killer T cells. Feelings of love activate our brain's pleasure center with the release of the neurotransmitter dopamine and the hormone oxytocin, which helps us feel more bonded with others. A Happier You is a group program I've developed that teaches people how to strengthen the skill of happiness through these different channels. Over 7 weeks, we help people form what we call a positive information bias, a stronger ability to pay attention to and celebrate positive aspects of life in a supportive social setting. In our groups, we see the social contagion effect of positivity that researchers have described. When we feel happy, the people around us are more likely to feel the same way.
That was Scott Glassman of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.